Roz and Mocha Show. Toronto's number one hit music station.
Yes, 92.5.
So we all remember Rebecca Black.
Who's that?
Who's that? 3 years ago, she released. 3 years ago.
Wow.
Holy moly.
Long?
Yeah. She became the biggest star in the world for a very brief period of time. Even showed up at the Grammys. I remember that. When she released Friday. It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday. Yeah, I'll remember that. And then the backlash happened where people were extremely brutal to her online. And she did it with this guy named Patrice, who ran this sort of factory for young people who wanted to become stars. And he's also the guy responsible for that new song, Chinese Food. Mm-hmm. It all came out of the same. It all came out of the same place. Well, now finally, Rebecca Black is back again.
Back in black.
She gave us the first interview the first time around, right here on the Roz and Mocha Show, when she released Friday, and she's doing it again with her new hit. What's it called, Mocha?
Saturday.
Oh my God, I love this song. This is my jam. Happy. Where's the peanut butter?
2 p.m. getting out of my bed. Trying to get Friday out of my head. It's all so hazy. Got a little too crazy. You know I do it all again. Call everyone you know.
Oh my God, come over.
Turn up the radio.
Not bad.
It's like,
right?
This sounds like a normal track, right?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Right?
Well.
Anyway, on the phone with us right now, Ms. Rebecca Black. Yo, yo. Good morning. Welcome back to the Roz and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5 in Toronto. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Congratulations on going viral again.
Thank you.
What was the thought process when coming up with the idea that it really Saturday had to be the next song?
I mean, I've kind of been thinking about it for, I'd say, like, a year.
Yeah.
Of like, toying around with the idea, because one of my favorite things to do is make fun of myself. And, you know, I've gotten to the point where I just wanted to do something fun. And Dave, who's also in the song, kind of approached me with the idea. And I just kind of took it and ran with it.
So the music video and the song is basically what happens the day after what you originally sang about on Friday.
Yes. Basically, that's the premise of it.
Now, did that guy who created Friday, is he part of this at all, or no? The Chinese food guy?
No.
No, he's not.
No, not at all.
Oh, what happened there?
I'm not sure if I can even legally talk about it.
there's legal stuff going on.
There was an incident. We're not friends no more.
So I imagine it came down to financials, right?
Yeah,
it came down to financials.
Have you seen any of the other stuff that guy, Patrice Wilson, that he's done with other young girls who want to be professional singers as well, like the Chinese food song?
Of course I have.
Yeah.
You know, what's your sort of take on other people who want to be, let's face it, they want to be Rebecca Black?
I always do the songs because I'm one of the most, like, internet-savvy people by now.
Yeah.
And I can't help for feel for them with when they're getting backlash or anything like that, especially because these girls keep getting younger and younger. And, you know, seeing an 11-year-old, you know, the song is a song. I have my song, Friday, and is it the smartest and most intellectual thing out there? No.
No.
But it was something fun that I did, and again, it was something I got the opportunity and ran with it. And these girls, you know, they want to do the same.
Kiss 92.5, it's a Roz and Mocha Show. We're talking to Rebecca Black.
You're what grade are you in now?
I'm a junior in high school, 7-11th grade.
Knowing what you went through and just how brutal it was, the first time we talked to you was really before the backlash, and then the backlash happened, and your life became very, very difficult for a while. And it was sad. You know, it was really sad to see. People were questioning your parents. They were questioning ethics. There was a lot of stuff going on. So why get back into it? Why risk putting yourself through that again?
I think after going through something like that at such a young age and having a lot of time to, like, think about what I want to do next and do I really want to, you know, even go back out there, I got to the point where I just didn't care what anyone thought. Like, right. I don't care about the hate. It's going to be there no matter what I do. I could save a million puppies, and I would still get hate for it. Everyone does.
Right.
So with your family and friends, and because of the Saturday song, the Saturday music video, you know now, like, everyone's expecting to hear a Sunday song, a Monday song, a Tuesday song, a Wednesday song, a Thursday song. Have you thought about any of that, or are you just going to, like, stop at Saturday and then continue with your own music?
I think I'm going to stop at Saturday.
Yeah.
I don't think there's going to be any trilogy thing going on or anything like that. It was fun. Very fun.
Watching Saturday with the video and even the song, I think it's just this side of being too good to actually make fun of.
Yeah, it's like a normal music video.
You know, like when I look at, when I watch it, I'm just like, I can, you know, pick some stuff to kind of make fun of. But I think that really I'm going a little bit too deep. Like Friday was very easy.
Yeah.
But with Saturday, I think you actually may have written a not bad song and did a not bad video. Like, I've seen worse.
Thank you.
You know, was there a conversation where you're like, maybe that this should be a little bit less good?
We actually, I mean, all kind of had that mindset of just, hey, what happens, happens. And when going through, like, cuts of the video, there really weren't a billion cuts like there are with a ton of others, because that little stuff that leaves in is what people love talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Is, you know, that little thing over there, maybe not the thing that makes the most sense, or maybe a little bit off, but that's what makes it, you know, what it is.
Rebecca Black, are you at least making money off of the song now?
Okay. You can say that.
Yeah.
I know that you can't say the details of the financials with Patrice, the guy who you were involved with when you did Friday, which became a monster hit. Can you at least say how much money you should have made?
Honestly, I have no idea how much money I should have made. And I did still in the end, you know.
Or how much you could have. I'm sure at some point somebody sat down and said, hey, listen, based on views and sales and everything else, you really could have pulled in XXX. Like, is it in the 10,000s, the 100,000s? Is it a million?
I would say, as far as YouTube views go, like, not counting iTunes, I would say it's in the 100,000.
What about counting iTunes?
Counting iTunes, I'm so bad with counting iTunes numbers, but I know for sure the song did go gold.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, in other words, a lot of guap.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
All right, Rebecca Black, we wish you all the best. Again, thank you very much for joining us on the Roz and Mocha Show this morning.
Thank you guys so much. Hey, what's up, guys? It's Rebecca Black, and you're listening to the Roz and Mocha Show on KISS 92.5.
All that and more on the Roz and Mocha Show. Weekdays 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Toronto's number one hit music station, KISS 92.5.